Okay, I'm sorry for cutting that off for sure, but we're starting late. This is the Raven. Thank you for your patience with the difficulties I've been experiencing this morning. We are starting almost 20 minutes late, so we are having a intermittent streaming signal. And so I'm not certain that this is going to be heard in its entirety over the internet. I do hope I get feedback on that at some point, because it is, you know, unacceptable to be, you know, attempting to transmit a program that's not really being transmitted. So I really do need to know. But in any case, no more delays. Good morning. Welcome to Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work of October 22nd, 2017. FYI, I created a new one-song monologue PDF, uploaded it, and have been able to post it, so please check it out if you have not already. It's posted both to the blog page and to the Rainbow Children page. That is the monologue, the preface to Prince's song. This is Prince speaking in a monologue prior to the song, One Song. And the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 879. Sisters and brothers, a system of class is about skewing resources to the few. The result, says Kropotkin and Proudhon, is imbalance, inefficiency in their generation and use. But balance creates plentitude for all, because what is ours we cherish, tend, and extend. So it is we who create abundance once the imbalance of class is no longer tying our hands and leading us to slaughter like lambs. And we're free to use our reason and our judgment as to what's needed, free to use them as they are meant, which is to contribute to and harmonize with what others are doing to meet identified needs. This cannot be directed, because the situation changes minute to minute, and direction is itself an imbalance, an artificial imposition, i.e. a lie, that leads to still more imbalance. The more we consider Prince's distinction between to love and to lie in his song, The Truth, the more helpful as guidance it becomes. For to be true to our nature, we must help one another. It clarifies so many made cloudy psychic messes power has left us with. It's a lie that some are naturally better or inherently more capable. That this may seem so is because we have a system designed for the vast majority to see it so and to make it so. Imbalance is the poison they put in our stream of love, blurring what is with what our minds have been conditioned to see. The word for this is manipulation, lying, and the why of it comprises the history of class. So lying creates imbalance and inefficiencies in the social arrangement that's founded on it. And everything in that social arrangement is founded on it. Manipulation or force being the key technique, the grease, for this very nasty machine we've been conditioned to live in and adjust our mysterious gifts from the infinite to. And all of us allow the gears to grind us down until a prophet comes along and says the obvious and sings that truth out loud across the spread of lies. to bring about a period of reflection that becomes the turning to the truth, to what we are here to do, that becomes our freedom.
When the things you know are right are far from what they seem, when the past becomes future and time becomes a dream, when the light of God is the only thing in life that will redeem. Welcome, welcome to the dawn. Welcome to the dawn. Yeah. When the voice you hear commands you entertain the absurd, when you do, the action unlocks the apocalypse, oh, that you've heard of. When the day lies before you, seems the darkest in a word. Welcome, welcome to the dawn. Every charge you make is karma, so be careful what you do. Welcome to the dawn.